Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Gittin. Actually, I'm zocheh once again to learn this with you from the old city of Yerushalayim. Today has been a traumatic day for Klal Yisrael. At Shar Yafo, there were a few Jews. I did not get any details. Thankfully, my phone does not have the internet. So, for those who use it for Torah, it would be great. Here in Yerushalayim, just have to go over to Rav Nevensal to get the Torah. You don't need to turn on your phone to get the Torah. So I really don't have much of a need for, and thankfully my work allows me just to check my computer once or twice a day, and that's more than enough. But my wife told me that there are, I think, two Jews that are in serious condition who were stabbed right here, right outside of the old city of Shar Yafo. And the spooky part for me is that the Talmidim know that I didn't give shir today because I had a meeting in one of my children's schools. I passed by the place of the stabbing, I think 2 minutes before it took place. 2 minutes before it took place. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show, and just a reminder that at the end of the day, we can't take anything for granted, and we shouldn't take the schus to learn Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh for granted as well. I'm not putting away my pepper spray that I carry with me, but at the end of the day, it's not the pepper spray that protects us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that protects us. And not to take for granted the schus to learn in Eretz Yisrael, b'toch homos Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh. It's something that's an amazing, amazing schus to be able to do. But it requires also mesiras nefesh, and the opposite reaction is the correct reaction, and that is, the correct reaction is that as much as our enemies try to uproot us from Eretz Yisrael, we have to do everything we can to continue what we're doing. That's not only is Yosef Be'ezer Hashem going to be a soldier when he starts and to protect us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect him, but also every single person. It's an attack not only on the soldiers here of Eretz Yisrael who are on the front lines, but it's also those people who come. From Chizkiyo Nevensal has a kolel of 800 avreichim. Those are also people who are making a stand here in the old city, are making a stand for Kedushas Yerushalayim. Okay, today's daf is going to continue on with the halachos of our ko'os shel akum that we had in the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis. We discussed the halachos of our ko'os shel akum, and a very, very interesting shita in our Mishnah, that even though generally goyim cannot serve as Eide Chasima, for the Gemara concludes that for Shtar Raya, if it was done in our coast, that would be acceptable. And according to some opinions, even for Shtar Kinyan, with the exception of Gitei Nashim and Shechrurei Avodim. Rabbi Shimon, at the end of that Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis, is of the opinion that even for Gitei Nashim and Shechrurei Avodim, that's going to work. Now that is a wild, wild shita, and the Gemara is going to show why at first glance, even though it seems wild, it's really not wild at all. The Gemara will give us a beautiful explanation for that shita. The Gemara then is going to discuss other instances where on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, other instances when Goyim sign on a shtar and the halachos therein. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the halachos of a shtar parsa'a on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. On the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we'll be continuing. That's the Suya of Chasimas Ovdei Chacham. So if you will, if we would oversimplify the daf, what the topic of the daf is, it's about Chasimas of Ovdei Kochavim. And then finally, what we're going to discuss is the halachos of Tenget Zeli Ishti im Ratza Lachzar. If a person wants to back out, and we will conclude with a very important Shas Suya of HaToifes Rebal Chov. If somebody grabs money for somebody else on their behalf, what's the halacha? If Reuven grabs for Shimon, is Shimon Kone? So let's Be'ez Hashem pick up where we had left off. we need to go back to the Mishnah on Yud Amid Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer Af Eluk Sherim. Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to a shtar that was written by our kolos, it even works for Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim. Lo huskuru ela b'vizman shenasa behedyot. The only time we said it's possible when it's a goy signs it is if a goy did it as a individual. But our kolos are going to be kosher. Asks the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, how in the world could you say that a goy could sign a get? V'olab b'nei krisis nenu. On yesterday's daf, we explained how they could operate in terms of monetary matters. Could they, according to one opinion, operate only when it comes to shtar raya? Or according to Shmuel, we would say dina de malchus adina, even for shtar kinyan. But no one entertained the idea that it would work for gerushin. So says the Gemara, and how could Rabbi Shimon have the chutzpah to say something like that? Rabbi Shimon is going down. In other words, he is bringing this sugya down into the big sugya of Rabbi Lazar Meir. The most important machlekes in Masechet Gittin is Rabbi Lazar Meir, whether we say Eidim Esira Karsi or Chasima Karsi. If you say Eidim Esira Karsi, like the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, that means that once the Eidim view the Mesiras HaGet, it doesn't matter whether the get has chasimos or not, ostensibly, with one exception, Mezuyif Mitocha, which we'll get to in a moment, ostensibly you don't need chasimos in the get. So therefore, even though you've got goyish chasimos, no problem, Eide Mesira Karsi, asks the Gemara, V'amar Rebbe Abba, Moedir Rebbe Lazar, Mezuyif Mitocha, Shupas, we've had the sugya earlier on Daf Dalet Amid Alef, as well as the Gemara will develop the sugya in other places as well. We'll have it in the Chaf Gimel. The Gemara says, Rebbe Lazar said, Mezuyif Mitocha is possible. What does it mean, Mezuyif Mitocha? So in the past, we've discussed the Shita of Rashi on the bottom of Yud Amid Beis, that it's a Gzeira. Rashi is concerned, Dilma Kasa Misri Ba'apayu. If we're going to allow people to have Goyish Chasimos, so then Binyamin's going to come along and he's going to see a get with Goyish Chasimos, and he's going to think that that is kosher. So therefore, if it's Mezuyif Mitocho, the halacha is that it's possible. Answers the Gemara, Hachal Ma'iskinon, B'Shemos Muvhakim. That the Shemos are obvious that they belong to Ovdei Kochavim, explains Rashi on the top of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. D'lo Shchichi Yisrael, D'maski Ba'anu Shem Asayim. D'su Lo Asa Milchasach Alayu, D'mei D'yediya D'Ovdei Kochavim. So we need to explain the concern of Mezuyif Mitocho in the following way. The concern is as follows, that if you're going to have signatures that are apostle, but people are not aware that the signatures are apostle, so then they'll say, the get is kosher because it has these chasimas. But really, those chasimas were chasimas of Ovdei Kochavim. So says the Gemara, that was the psul of Mezuyif Mitocho, that if you're going to have chasimas, they need to be good chasimas. Says the Gemara, but the only time you require good chasimas is when people are going to come to use this chasima. We had a suggestion that the name John Seltzer, so that name could be both a Jewish name and a Gentile name. So in such a case, there are some Jews. All right, John Seltzer said that there's a whole website of the famous John Seltzers in the world. So we assume that by him. So that we assume that John Seltzer is what? Yechaim just walked in. We assume that John Seltzer is a name that's a Jewish name, because we know for sure that Chaim Seltzer also goes, he has a kinui called John. So that kinui of John Seltzer would also be a Jewish name. So someone would see that if it was signed by a goy whose name was John Seltzer as well. So then he might think that the get is kosher, because he knows that there are Jews with that name. So therefore, by the way, we're going to get to a moment, how many John Seltzers are there in Israel? You got to check that website too. How many John Seltzers are there in Israel? There are less John Seltzers in Israel, there are more Chaim Seltzers in Israel. So we're going to have in a moment that the halach is actually different in Chutz Laaretz than it is in Eretz Yisrael. But let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, we'll get to that in a few minutes in the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that when we're talking about Shemos Muvhakin, so then in such a case, if it's not a name like John Seltzer, but it's a name like Peter O'Malley, I hope I'm not insulting a Peter O'Malley that's learning Daf Yomi right now. But if you have a name, Peter O'Malley, that the halach, that there it seems to be obvious that that is an Irish name and not a Jewish name at all. So then, in such a case, then you could have him on the get. Why? When it's an obviously Gentile name, then of course no one's going to say, oh, the woman could get remarried based on a shtar that's signed by Peter O'Malley. So therefore, says Gemara, B'shemos Muvakim, Rabbi Shimon says that according to Rabbi Lazar, the get is going to be fine when it has Peter O'Malley. John Seltzer, that would be a problem. However, Peter O'Malley is not going to be a problem. Analyzing Gemara, top line, Yudhaf, Amnaf, Echidom, Shemis Muvakim, what are we talking about? Amr of Papa, so Seltzer wasn't named in the Gemara. Sorry, Chaim. Amr of Papa, but over here you have Kigon, Hormiz, Vavudina, Bar Shiftai, Ubar Kidri, Ubati, Vinokim, Una. Nakim Una sounds like a Japanese name. But anyhow, the Gemara says that all of these names are going to be possible. Avos Shemos She'em Uvakim, but Shemos are not Muvak, my lo. The halach, of course, would be then that would be a problem, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Because then we said, it's Mizuif Mitocho. Asks the Gemara, Iyachi, if that's the way you're going to learn, Adetani Seifa. The Seifa says, Lo Huskuru Ela Bizman Shenasu Behedyet. The Seifa has Rabbi Shimon saying that the only time I agree that Goyish's signatures are going to be possible for a get is when it was done by Peter O'Malley and not the Arkos. It was done by Peter O'Malley alone, and not by a court in Los Angeles. If I'm not mistaken, Peter O'Malley owned the Dodgers. So it says the Gemara, then the halacha is going to be that also there it should be a problem. So, I think, thankfully, my memory has gotten confused. Something tells me I'm wrong. Either the Dodgers or his first name. Baruch Hashem, I'm slowly forgetting everything. Why don't we say that's the machlokas? According to the Tanakhama, the halacha is that everything is going to be possible, both Shemos Muvakim and Shemos Shem Muvakim, because he doesn't hold like Rebbe Lazar. But the one Rebbe Shimon who goes like Rebbe Lazar, so then he's going to say that Shemos Muvakim are fine, Shemos Shem Muvakim are not fine. Lo, hachinami kama, pamed varmum Shemos Muvakim. Avo Shemos Shem Muvakim, nasa kimish, nasa bedyutu psulim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The Mishnah means to say that there's a distinction between Shemos Muvakim and Shemos Shem Muvakim, and if it's Shemos Shem Muvakim, the name John Seltzer is going to be a problem, even if it's John Seltzer, a Gentile, because people are going to confuse with the holy Jew Chaim Seltzer. And therefore, what's the halacha is that it's going to be possible, because you were relying on what? You were relying on the Eide Mesira. So you need to rely on the Eide Mesira in such a case. Another teretz is that we understand the reason why the Seifa says something that's different than differentiating between Shemos Mufakim and Shemos Sheim Mufakim is because it's actually telling us an entirely different halacha. In other words, looking back in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Afelu Ksherin, period. And then we have our whole explanation about Eide Mesira, and if it's Shemos Mufakim, it's going to be fine. Then what does the Seifa mean? Seifa Asan Gitei Mamon. It's telling us Halacha V'Gitei Mamon. V'Hachi Kamen. This is what we're saying. Lo Iskri Gitei Mamon De Psulim. This that we learned in our Mishnah, that we had a discussion whether Gitei Mamon are going to be kosher when they're signed by Gentiles. Lo Iskri, we only mentioned that, when does the Tanakhama say that there's going to be a problem to have shtaros that are signed by Gentiles? Only if it wasn't done in a civil court. But if it was done in a civil court, it will work either because of the explanation of Shmuel or because of the explanation of the Mishnah that we had said. Shmuel's explanation was, we say Din Machlus Adina, or we're talking about Shtar Raya, and for Shtar Raya everybody agrees, at least in our Gemara, that Shtar Raya could be signed by a Gentile. The only problem will be a Shtar Kinyan. Period. Tanya. Now we continue on with the halachos of shtaros of our coast. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, kach Amar Rabbi Shimon lechachamim bitzina. Rabbi Shimon said to the chachamim once when they were in Tzidon. Lo nechleku. Rabbi Akiva the chachamim. There was once a machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim. That's the generation, Rashi explains, before
Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi, that there was a machlokesim in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, al kol ashtaros ha'olim bar kol shav de Chachamim. There was a machlokes whether that shtar was kosher. What was the machlokes? She'afol pi she'chosren ov de Chachamim k'sherim va'afilu gitei nashim v'shechurei avadim. Even gitei nashim v'shechurei avadim, which we thought was wild. Lo nechleku ela bizman shenasa behedyut. The only time it's a machlokes is when it was done by a private Gentile. Rabbi Akiva machshir v'chachamim poslim. Rabbi Akiva was machshir and the chacham were poslim. Chutz migitei nashim v'shichur evadim. This opinion says only when it comes to shtari mamon, but not shtari gitin shtar shichur evadim. And then we have another opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is of the following opinion. Af eluk sherim, that even in by gitei nashim b'makom she'en Yisrael chosmim. Only in a place where Jews don't sign, amakos sheYisrael chosmim lo. But in a place where Jews do sign, so then it's not. Then the halacha is it's not going to be acceptable. Why? What's the chiluk between the two? Whether Jews sign in that place or not, it's very beautiful. That's the whole issue of shemos mufakim or not. If it's a place where Jews don't sign on the arkos, so everybody knows if it was done in arkos that the signatures are possible. And therefore, according to Rebbe Lazar, no problem. Eidim Esira Karsi, and we're not concerned of Mizuyef Mitalcha, because no one's going to think that this get is kosher. Everybody knows it was signed by Gentiles, and everybody knows that Gentiles are not bar krisus, and the get is not going to be confused. However, if it's a Makom Sheyisrael Chosmin, and the name, the classic case, would be a name like John Seltzer, where there there are Jews with that name. So then, in such a case, the halacha would be that the get is what? The get would have a problem because people will think that it was Chaim that signed the get because his birth certificate was your birth certificate. Say Chaim or John?
John.
So since your birth certificate says John, so people are going to think that it was that the person that signed was really a Jew, and it turns out it's not. The one who signed it was a guy. So then, in such a case, that's going to be a problem. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Afel Kshir Makos Shein Yisrael Chosmin. Avu Makos Shein Yisrael Chosmin Lo. Asks the Gemara, Makom Shein Yisrael Chosmin Nami Ligzar. But even if it's a place where the only person that signs in our coast is a Gentile whose last name is Seltzer, right? So then, in such a case, Ligzar, we should make a Gzera. What Gzera? Atu Makom Shisrael Chosman. Once people are going to think that you could accept a get with it, that's always signed by Goyim, so then they'll think that even in a place that is signed by Jews, and it turns out that it was signed by a guy. So why don't we have that Gzera? Says Gemara, Shema b'shema machlif. If it's an area where sometimes the Gentiles sign, so then we're going to make the Gzera. Asra ba'asra lo machlif. But if we're talking about a place where the only people that sign in the Arkos are Goyim, so then there's no need to make the Gzera. The Asra, we're not going to make that Gzera. And therefore the Halacha is going to revert to as we described in the previous sugya. And that is, that if you have a case in which you have a name, that it's obvious that when it's done by Arkos, it was signed by a Goy, whether the name is Seltzer or the name is O'Malley, in such a case, halacha is that the get will be kosher, even though there are Seltzers that are not Jewish. Why? Because you have Eidei Mesira. And that's the point that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was making. And that's why the Gemara brought down Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Kacham or Rabbi Shimon l'Chachamim, because we want to bring out this point that the Shita that we saw earlier was also reflected in that previous discussion with Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim as well. What's the halacha? Ravina savar lachshuri b'knufisa dar moy. Ravina thought not only would our kos be kosher, but any time you have a meeting place of Gentiles, you could use their court system for shtaros. Amar le'raf. Rafram rejected it. Our kos tonight. The only time would be the Brooklyn court. The New York State Supreme Court, the Supreme Court of the United States, that's called our kos. But just if there's a get together, even a business to get together, if it's some shtaros that are put out by Goldman and Sachs, so then in such a case that would not be enough. to be considered arkos, it has to be an actual secular court. Amar Rav Haishtar Parsa, Dimasri Nali Ba'ape Sadi Yisrael. If you have a Persian shtar, a shtar that is Persian, what's the significance of that? Rashi says that all it means is that it was written in Persian, and the Persian Hedyotos signed on it. So nowadays, the most significant Persian signature is the Iran-US nuclear agreement. So there we don't believe the Hedyotos. You don't believe their signatures. When it's obvious that they're not telling the truth, you don't believe. But in those days, it seems like you were able to trust the Persians. So here, you could collect from Bnei Chorin. In other words, the shtar is kosher. Of course, the significance of Bnei Chorin, we're going to see in a moment, is that in contrast to Mishubadim. Mishubadim means lands that had a lien on it, which we'll describe in a moment. Asks the Gemara, so you could collect from it, Valo Yadi, Limikre. But they don't know how to read. These Persians don't know how to read. So how can you believe something they signed? They don't even know what they're signing. Says the Gemara, Bidiyadi, we're talking about the Persians that do know. But how do you know that it was written in a way that it wasn't switched? Ah, so maybe now already the Gemara is a little bit concerned in Persian culture that people are not so honest. People play games. As Netanyahu said in Congress, that in a Persian bazaar, the most important, the Persian shuk, the most important thing is that when someone gives you an offer that's not good, you walk away. So there's a lot of games that are being played. So how do you know that the shtar hasn't been forged? Veleka, says the Gemara, b'dafitzin. Afitzin is a type of dye that is used to prevent from a person to erase the shtar. So if these Persians know what they're reading and they're not liars, then we're not afraid that the signature, the signees, are not liars. Then we're not afraid that someone else is going to come along and forge the shtar because it's written in a way that can't be forged. You can't erase. Asks the Gemara. So in contrast to a Persian document, next time take a look at a shtar ksuba. A shtar ksuba, you'll see, that's many of us don't see any other shtaros except for a ksuba, halachic shtar. So if you take a look at a ksuba, you'll see that at the last line, that we review everything that was said in the shtar itself. There's like a synopsis of the last line. That's called Meinyano Shel Shtar B'Shtita Achrona. That the halacha in shtaros is you're supposed to summarize everything in the last line. Veleka says, and they don't do that, the Persians don't do that. Says the Gemara, Bidimahadir. We're talking about a case where they actually did do it. Every once in a while, the Persians will do it. Ask Samara, oh wow, you just described a Persian shtar, that's a beautiful shtar. So then you should be able to collect from Mishubadim as well. Answers the Gemara, Les lay kala. There is no call. Rashi explains that we've all heard of the concept of Mishubadim and kol. For those who need a quick review, let's learn the following halacha. So halacha says that when an individual, when Reuven does a business deal with Shimon, let's say Reuven borrows money from Shimon, then Reuven is meshabed himself. He takes a responsibility upon himself to pay back Shimon. That responsibility is not only responsibility, a halachic responsibility, it's also a financial responsibility, which all of Reuven's belongings are now meshubad to Shimon. However, the Gemara says that only applies to the cash in his pocket, his cell phone, everything else that are his metaltalin. However, when it comes to his land, it depends on the situation. It depends on whether he wrote a shtar or not. Why? Because Reuven, in the interim, after he borrowed money, might have also sold his land to Binyamin. Now, how in the world is Binyamin going to know that this land that belongs to Reuven is also Mishubat? Mishubat means subject, like an Eved, to Shimon. How's he going to know that? How's he going to know that? So the answer is, it depends on whether the Halva was done Biksav, where there's a call, then Binyamin is supposed to know about it. If it wasn't done Biksav with a call, then Binyamin will not know about it, and the difference of whether it's a milva alper or milva bishtar is whether Shimon will be able to collect from Binyamin. What if Reuven doesn't have any cell phones or any cash? All he has is stocks of land. So then in such a case, could Shimon collect that halva from the land? That depends on whether the halva was done with a shtar. If it was done with a shtar, then Binyamin, when he bought the material, should have known about it, and he was taking a risk, and he's aware he's taking a risk. If you buy someone's cell phone, so then in such a case, then you have to know that there's a risk in buying a cell phone. But land depends on whether there's a kol or not. Says the Gemara, our Gemara, that's all Dvarim Yiduim in basic halacha. The Gemara says, when is there a kol? When there's Jewish Edom. When Jewish Edom sign, then there's a kol. Question is, why? Why is it that Jewish Edom create the kol? Maybe because the Edom speak to each other. In contrast to Goyish Edom, it wouldn't be able to be Tarv Mimashabdi. So even though a Goyish Shtar, a Persian Shtar, might be acceptable, nevertheless, it would not be enough to collect from a Shabdi. Mark, the Zidal Faminat, last line, Boy, Mine, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish said the following, Shaila to Rabbi Yechanan, Edom Hachasumin, Allah get, turning on to Yudal Famabez, Shemos, Sad Kishemos, Ode Kochavim, and their names are like Gentiles. Ah, what happens if you have a get and you're mesupak whether the people that signed on it are Jews or Goyim? Amarle. So what's halacha going to be? You're not sure. Amarle lo bali adenu. We only had a shayla are the following cases. Lucas we do have in the Gemara in a few places, Velus, and the name Luz. By the way, I'd like to throw out, I'm not an expert, maybe someone who's listening over the internet will be able to tell us, Luz sounds to me very similar to the name Lewis. I wonder if they're the same name. But either way, Lo Bayuli Adain, we only had the Shaila Ela Lucas Velus, Vichsharnu, and we said that they're kosher, Vidavka Lucas Velus, the Lo Shchichi Yisrael, the Mask B'Shem Usai. There, Luz is for sure a Gentile name. Only Gentiles have that name. And since only Gentiles have that name, it's not going to be a problem of confusion. But if it's a common name, so then we're not going to be machshir the get. Why? Because of the chash that people will come to be machshir, to use that get, thinking that it's a kosher shtar, and not looking for the Eidei Mesira. What's the reason it's kosher? Because I had Eidei Mesira. But these Eidei Chasima are mamish pasul. So if there's Shchichi Yisrael, it's common, so then it might turn out that the person that signed it is really a guy, but will think that he's a Jew. Maybe that applies to the name John Seltzer. So then in such a case, halacha would be that the get is going to be pasul. The get is going to be pasul in such an instance. Therefore, Chaim, if you're going to sign a shtar, might be kedai to sign it. See, that's why I started calling you Chaim and Shir. That you should sign the Shtar Chaim Seltzer, and therefore there'll be no shaila of whether the Shtar was signed by a Jew or not. Continues the Gemara 7 lines on top. Esve gitin ha-boimim dina sayyam. The get came from dina sayyam. The edim chasumim aleyem. And edim signed on it. Afal pisha shmosein kishemos of the chan kshayrim mipnei sherov Yisrael shebechut saretz. I don't know if we could apply it, but it could very well be my name is also Chaim. So there, who's more common? That I went by Chaim in America, not John. So it turns out that's more common once upon a time that a person who had both names, Chaim and John, that he would go by John. Well, it seems like that's what happened. That once upon a time in Chutz Laretz, it was common. It was common. So what do we see? Well, let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Gitin abam beis hayam." Even though shemosein shemos kaiv de kochavim, they're kosher. Why? Because rov Yisrael shebechutzarts, their names are ovde kochavim. So what do we see? We say that we're not concerned about the problem that they might have been Gentiles. Explains Rashi what exactly the Gemara is bothered by. 7 lines into the narrow in Rashi. Rashi says, "Afal pi sheshmosen kishemos ovde kochavim ksherim va'afilu b'lo eidei mesira." Even without eidei mesira, v'kosh kein be'eidei mesira, and certainly with eidei mesira, de lo maslakinu lu al b'Yisrael v'fi sherov Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz. Most Jews in Chutzlaritz also go by Gentile names. So there's no reason to assume that John Seltzer is a problem, despite that website. Doesn't matter. It's why? Because many Jews use a Gentile name. And since many Jews will use a Gentile name, we can assume it's kosher, even if there was no, Rashi is quite a chiddush, even if there was no Edei Mesirut. So what do we see? We're not concerned. Yet above, well, we got Lucas and Luce, and it depends, this type of name or that type of name. Is it likely to be confused with Israel? What do we see over here? We're not concerned about anything. Answers the Gemara, no, in Chutz La'aretz, Dafka, it's going to be kosher. In Chutz La'aretz, why? Because most of the Jews over there go by their Gentile names, and therefore there's no reason to believe that John Seltzer is a problem. So come out now at the stage of the Gemara. That depends on where John is signing. If he's signing in America, so then he should use the name Chaim Seltzer. He could even use the name John Seltzer. It's not a problem, because it's common for Jews to use a Gentile name, and we won't get confused. In Eretz Yisrael, so then, if he's going to say John Seltzer, so then in such a case, people will have to assume that it was a guy who signed it, and therefore, then what will emerge is that the get is going to be possible. Some said it was a shayla of gitin abon b'dinas hayam, of what the halacha is, and Rabbi Yochanan was poshat, that we could assume that the get is kosher, even though it has a Gentile name, because Rov Yisrael b'chutz laretz use their Gentile names. So actually, John Seltzer would not be a problem in Chutz Laretz. It might only be a shayla in Eretz Yisrael if a get like that or a shtar like that came to us. In Eretz Yisrael, it would be a shayla, but in Chutz Laretz, it would seem from this Gemara, it would not. Based 10 lines on the top, if a person says, give this get to my wife, or a shtar to my evet, to say that he's free. If he wants to be chozer, he can. He could back out of it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, b'gitei nashim. Chachamim say this applies to gitei nashim. Aval lo b'shichur evadim. But this halacha does not apply to shichur evadim. So we're going to need a Gemara to explain all the details, but the Mishnah gives us the basic yesod. Lefi shezachin la'adam shlo b'fanav ein chavin lo ela b'fanav. So this is a very important shas sugya. This is the shas sugya that we alluded to in the past, and that zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav ve'ein chavin la'adam shlo b'fanav. The rule of thumb is that if I give something to Yitzchak on behalf of Yosef, the halacha is going to be that Yosef is koneh by Yitzchak on his behalf if it's a schus for Yosef. If it's a chov, so then he doesn't want him to be koneh. The Gemara and the Rishon will discuss, is that based on shlichus? Is there such a thing like an implicit shlichus? Is a chiyah based on shlichus? So that will be a discussion in Shas. But for our purposes, just in terms of basic pshat, we have the rule, zachan adam shol fanim echav adam fanim. She'im, and so now, Chachamim explained. Is it a good thing to get divorced, or is it a bad thing to get divorced? Says the Gemara, it's a bad thing to get divorced, it's a good thing to be an Eved that's freed. Why? She'im yirtze shelo lazon is avdo rashai. There, a woman gets good stuff being married to the man. What's the good stuff? That she gets food. By the way, Batei Din will discuss, if he's a bad guy, it might be a bad thing for her to stay married to him. But objectively, if it's a normal relationship, so then in such a case, it's a good thing for her to be married. And for an Eved, there's nothing good about it. It's only bad. Why? Because the master doesn't need to support him. A husband needs to support his wife. He could say that he doesn't want to support her. So therefore, it's a chov for a woman to be divorced. Hence, the Chachamim say that begite nashim, he could back out. Once he gives it to Yitzchak on behalf of the Isha, so then, in such a case, the Isha is not going to be zochet, because it's a chov. But if it's for Eved, so then Yitzchak will be zochet on his behalf. Hence, the halach is that you could back out, say the Chacham Begitei Nashim, because they weren't zochet on behalf, Yitzchak wasn't zochet on behalf of the Isha, but he is zochet on behalf of the Eved. Amar Lehem, So that's the position of the Chacham that we just explained. But Rabbi Meir said back, "Vareu poslos avdu min haTeruma." But there's a bad thing for Eved as well. He can no longer eat Teruma if he belongs to a Kohen. The Gemara and the Rishonim will discuss what happens if he doesn't belong to a Kohen. But if he belongs to a Kohen, there's an advantage of being an Eved, and that is that you could eat Teruma. So maybe it's a Chov as well. Kishem shu poslos ishto. Amrulo mipnei shu kinyano. And the Chacham said, you're right, there's an advantage of Teruma, but Teruma is different. That this that he's possible from the get, once he's no longer an Eved, is due to the fact that he's a Kinyan of the Kohen. The Gemara will explain, as Rashi delineates, that it's really not clear how the Chachamim answered the question of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is pointing out that there is a component of Schus. So how does the Kinyan part change it? How did that change it? And for that matter, and the Isha is not eating based on Kinyan? Maybe no. Maybe she's not. All of those things need to be explained in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Yasser Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Kameh Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak was sitting in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, was sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. V'yasser Rabbi Yirmiyah come in Nam Neim. Oh, so you see, Rabosai, as we learned in Sota Daf Mem Tes, that in the times of Mashiach, it's Chutzpah Yaski, there's going to be a greater Chutzpah. When was the last time you saw a Rav fall asleep in the middle of a shir? Who falls asleep nowadays in the shir? Maybe one person is listening on the internet now because he falls asleep in a live shir. But nowadays, people are less likely to go, doesn't make any sense. But that's the world. The world doesn't make any sense anymore. So you have somebody who's... So when the Gemara doesn't talk about Talmidim falling, but used to be that the Rav used to fall. Actually, there's a big Talmud Chacham here in the Old City that every once in a while he'll fall asleep in the shir. But the Talmidim, Chas v'Chalila, you never hear of that, to fall asleep in front of a Rebbe. But every once in a while you have a Shana Aleph guy that falls asleep in the shir. Didn't happen once upon a time. What happened was like this, that Rabbi Yirmiyah fell asleep in shir. Yasser Rabbi Yirmiyah v'kam in namne. He fell asleep. V'yasser Rav Huna v'kamar Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef kept on speaking and learning. V'kamar, and they said based on our Mishnah, Shema Mino, we learn from here. Midrabanan hatoifes lebal chov kana, that someone's tofes for a bal chov, he's kana. What are we saying? We're saying that just like the halacha is that the Yitzchak could take on behalf of the eved the halach the shtar. Because it's a schus, so too, Yitzchak could grab from Yosef money, could grab for Yosef, let's keep the parallel of the case, could grab for Yosef money that Binyamin owes him. Why? Because it's a chov for, it's a schus. It's going to be a schus for Yosef, because Yosef is not entitled to the money. Yosef is entitled to the money. Yosef is entitled to the money. And therefore, you could be toe-faced lebal chov. And we see that just like the halacha is that Yitzchak could be take the shtar on behalf of the Eved, so too we could take money on behalf of Yosef. Amar le Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, while Rav Yirmiyah was nodding off, this is what Rav Huna said. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef said back, "Vafilu b'makom shechav l'achir." Even if it's a case in which someone's losing out money because Yitzchak is grabbing from Binyamin on behalf of Yosef. We're not talking, Yitzchak is not a Robin Hood. We're talking about a case where Binyamin owes Yosef money. So in such a case, he could be tofes in such an instance. Even as a chayv achrein, amalei in, and he was maskim. Rev Huna was maskim. Ad hachi yisar be Rabbi Yirmiyah. And in the meantime, Rabbi Yirmiyah awoke. Amalu, he said to him, Dardiki, my dear children. Here you see that the Amoraim used to refer to the Talmidim with love. This is where Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a very, very important line. It appears in Ksubis and Peidal as well as Bamitzia Daf Yud. That's not poshut at all. To grab on Yosef's behalf at the expense of Binyamin, even if, not talking about Robin Hood, even if Yosef really is entitled to the money, Yitzchak's a very, Isaac Bernstein's a geschmack guy. He does a lot for other people, but you have to be careful. You can't be b'makom shechav l'achirim. It can't be Yitzchak can't grab on behalf of Yosef if someone else is losing out, even though Yosef's entitled to it. Hatofes b'alchov b'makom shechav l'achirim. B'alchov is Yosef. Lo kana. The halacha is that Yosef will not be kana. So Yitzchak do a lot of great stuff, but don't do that. That's already too much. Well, that's a machlokas, and Mirtz Hashem on tomorrow's daf we'll pick up what that machlokas revolves around. So let's summarize what we did Be'ez Hashem on today's daf. We discussed the halachos of our ka'os, and we actually said that our ka'os, we might be more machmir when it's obvious that there are Gentile names. The moment it's a name like John Seltzer, so then we're going to be machmir in Eretz Yisrael, because people will think that it was a Jew that had signed it and not a Gentile. The maskana actually is that in Chutz La'aretz we might even allow for a name that's Gentile, and say that the get is entirely kosher, even if it's a Gentile name. Why? Because it's common for people, as we saw, it's common for people to have Gentile names in Chutz La'aretz. Then the Gemara began discussing the halachas of Shtar Parsa, and the instances in which Eidim HaChasum HaGet, Shemos Enki, Shemos Akum are going to be kosher. That was all part of the previous Gemara. And we had a new Mishnah about the halach of Yachzir. And we saw that in general, the opinion of the Chachamim is that a person can back out, even if he gave the get to a shliach, only in an instance where it wasn't a schus on behalf of the other individual. If it's a schus, so then in such a case, you cannot back out. Hence, if you give a shliach a get on behalf of a woman, you can back out because it's a chofer. But for an eved, according to the Chachamim, it's a schus. There is a minority opinion in the Mishnah who says that even for an eved, it's going to be a chol. The Gemara suggests, and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow will pick up, that depends on the shas sugya of hatayfis l'baal chol mokum shechav l'achirim lo kana. That the Gemara suggests that it could very well be that one would interpret that you could even be tofes mokum shechav l'achirim because that's a schus on behalf of Yosef. Yet we see that's a machlokas tanoim, that if it's mokum shechav l'achirim, it's no longer the same thing as the case of the shliach. In the shliach case, it's not mokum shechav l'achirim, it's only on behalf of the Eved, assuming it's a schus for the Eved. But if it's chav l'achirim, even if Yosef's entitled to the money, if Binyamin's going to lose, so then in such a case, Yitzchak should not be tofes on his behalf. This Be'ez Hashem concludes, Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Gittin.